Why do you guys think LeBron's getting a pass? I think you guys are crazy.
I don't think he's getting a pass.
What? Because he hasn't been put in jail, Mike. That's why.
What do we think? No, we think you're giving him a pass, Mike.
As I should be.
But why do you summarize our thoughts so inaccurately?
I know.
I think that you are giving him a pass. Lots of people criticized LeBron over the last couple of years.
As I should be.
LeBron is one of the greatest basketball players in history.
Yes.
He only has 3 rings, but so he's not up there with Jordan or Kobe or some of these other types.
Hakeem has 2.
Fine. All right. I don't say Hakeem's as good as Kobe.
Continue.
I'm like, all right. So let me ask you this, Mike. What is your defense for LeBron just quitting on the Cavs in the middle of last season and then quitting on the Lakers in the middle of this season?
First of all, he did not quit on the Lakers. He was hurt. I mean, he's legitimately hurt.
No, I'm not talking about when he wasn't playing. I'm talking about when he was on the court and he just wasn't even doing the very minimal and basic things
on defense
he was supposed to do. Yeah.
Well, I can't defend all of it. He's older, and so he's got to conserve his energy.
Okay.
I'm not going to fully defend that.
Load management, get out of here.
Yeah,
what
he's
about
conserve
him
himself?
Angling for Anthony Davis and then acting like he had nothing to do with it and it's above his pay grade? Like, what about all of that?
Wrong. That was wrong, and they pulled that off in a horrific fashion. I agree. But going back to the Cleveland question you mentioned, ultimately, yes, LeBron kind of quit in the middle of last season. Kind of.
But
it didn't matter.
Like,
because
people that knew LeBron, like former coaches, are like, I never expected this out of him.
But ultimately, LeBron took some rest, and he got done what he needed to, which was bring the Cavs to the finals, which was his job last year. And he got the job done, ultimately.
Yeah.
And we judge athletes on, do they get the job done or not?
Because he'd gotten himself to Cleveland, he realized that he hadn't handpicked the right GM at that point, and the only way to spur some kind of activity was to just quit on the team and let them realize, like, okay, I'm not going to stop pouting until you trade for some guys that can help me.
I still feel like quit on the team is a little bit
harsh.
He
was, like, just moping up and down the court in January last year. I mean, that's, like...
Mike. You gotta show up for work.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Moping, Mike.
Oh, I'm gonna take a sojourn to Miami and drink wine and give myself worse breath than I already have.
LeBron James.
Does he have bad breath?
Oh,
is that a rumor?
Notorious
about
halitosis Channing Frye, yeah.
Okay, what about beat reporters and everything?
They're all terrified of him. What do you think they're
going
to report something?
Say that,
you see, Brian,
now that he's a Laker, there's nobody that's more whipped than a Lakers reporter. They're all still convinced that the Lakers are like the cream of the crop in the NBA.
I just want to let the audience know for the record, this is what my co-hosts are saying, that LeBron quit on the Cavs last January. Here's what he did in January of last year. Played 14 games. He averaged 3.5 points per game, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, shooting.
How many games were that month, Mike?
Check out February, Mike.
I'm looking at February. He averaged.
I was just thinking winter.
27 points, 10.5 rebounds, 10.5 assists per game.
I'm nonplussed.
Wow. 4 points more than he was the month before.
Listen,
where he played 14 games in a month that takes, I don't know, like 30 days. Is that all the games they played that month?
Let me bottom line this for you guys. I'm going to bottom line this. This is very important. This is the most important thing that I will say all show long.
Wow.
Right now, right here. This is the most important thing. LeBron James is between 80 to 85% great, and he's like 20% bad, okay? Here's what the bad includes. The bad with LeBron James includes his overall weirdness with being coached by someone who's actually any good, mentally checking out in Cleveland when he left the first time in 2010, Miami in 2014, his overall passive aggressiveness with Kevin Love on Twitter, and other people as well. That is the 15 or 20% with LeBron that is bad, okay? But the other part, almost all of it is great. LeBron was the chosen one. He is the chosen one, and he has been the chosen one. He has won. I'm not done yet. Hang on. Not done yet. 3 titles, 3 NBA Finals MVPs. He has played over 55,000 minutes. He has won 4 MVPs, and he stands as one of the 2 greatest basketball players of all time.
What is so hard for you to understand the distinction between greatness and likability? Like, how is it just because he was great that we're supposed to like him?
You don't have to like him.
I know, but this seems to be what bothers you.
No.
This is what bothers you the most. All I did yesterday after the show was, like, I made an innocent little comment about how, like, I can't believe LeBron's going out like this. Like, he's going to be remembered as a guy that just ran to L.A. because it was best for his career options afterwards. And then just basically, instead of being a mentor to the young players on his team, sold all of them out trying to grab Anthony Davis, and like is not going out as a guy that's a leader or somebody that's going to bring glory to the Lakers. He's bringing more shame to the Lakers. That has nothing to do with how great he's been as a player. I give him excuses for the fact that he had to spend his first five or six seasons in Cleveland. Was it six?
I think it was six or seven.
He wasted so many years of the prime years of his career there. On the court, I'm not going to argue you about his greatness there. But in terms of like him just being kind of a whack job, who probably also has maybe more hurt himself than helped him ever since, other than the decision to go to Miami, once he really started thinking he was a GM more than as much of a player, that's probably hurt him more than helped him. But beyond all that, he's just kind of I don't like him. I don't like him. I used to like him. I used to want him. Is it okay?
Yes.
The only reason we're talking about this right now is that I said I don't like him. But like somehow I'm like, hey, I don't like LeBron James. You turn that into, but he's such a great player. Let me tell you all of his stats.
You're overreacting to what's happened in Los Angeles. The Lakers were irrelevant the last 5 years.
I was the same thing when he was in Cleveland. He's a whack job. I've been saying this since
he's not committing crimes. He's not hurting people violently.
Oh, I forgot that. So that's why Dwight Howard's awesome. That's why Terrell Owens is awesome, because they didn't commit crimes. That's your standard now for whether a guy's likable or not.
They didn't commit crimes.
Dude, you know how many more criminals I like than LeBron James? We have guys listening right now who are known felons.
Yes.
I like them better than LeBron James. It has nothing to do with, like, is he a decent law-abiding human being? It's like, do I like him or not?
Yeah, one of the points that you made, give me one second on this. One of the points that you have made is, well, LeBron sold out all these younger players. Is everybody high enough on these Laker players like Lonzo Ball and Ingram and anybody else that were like, listen, we would never trade these guys for Anthony freaking Davis? Granted, they screwed up the execution of that behind the scenes royally, and I cannot defend that part of it.
And LeBron was part of it.
My issue is with the duplicitousness of it all. Duplicitousness. It's the acting like, you know what he wants to be? What were the people that helped out, the Machiavelli? He wants to be a Machiavelli. He wants to be like,
without reading the book,
smile into your face as he's trying to get you traded behind your back, and then cry to the media about like, hey, that's just, I'm just a basketball player. That's above my pay grade. I don't concern myself with these decisions. those are left to the men wearing the suits. He turns Southern Belle on us when he's talking about the crap that he's actually pulling behind the scenes.
Exactly.
It's just mind-numbingly annoying.
And annoying me is a crime. Annoying the great Paul Gallant is a crime against humanity. And guess what? He's been annoying me since he first basically came into the NBA. I've been tired of him for a long time. And you know what? Now we're all seeing the passive aggressiveness that's been there for a long time. My big problem is not with what his play was, Mike. He's one of the best players of all time. My problem is the army of drooling fanboys that look at LeBron James and act like he is something totally different than we've ever seen from basketball before.
Yeah.
No, he is somebody who is so above reality that could not bear to be bothered by mere mortals, whether they're members of the media, who he has write pieces like Brian Windhorst. Look at this piece by Windhorst.
What is it?
Where it says like, Windhorst handbook for coaching LeBron James. Yeah. Let's not act like LeBron James didn't just give him five things to write for this article.
Listen,
which says
LeBron James needs a special handbook for how to be handled. Yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy famously said the hardest thing in sports is coaching the aging great player.
Okay, cool. Guess what? Now you have someone in LeBron
who's, oh, I've got a brand. I'm going to go work with 2 Chainz and take a day off against the Golden State Warriors for load management because I'm hungover from drinking a lot of wine.
Here are the 5 points. Understand the art of influence without ownership. Mm. So does that mean owners can't influence LeBron James when they're paying him? Have his respect when you walk in the room. That means shut up and don't say anything when LeBron James walks in the room. Have a game plan. That means listen to LeBron James' game plan when you have a game plan if it doesn't work out. Hold him accountable. Okay.
Yeah.
Be ready for passive aggressive behavior is point 5.
Be ready for passive aggressive behavior.
That should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just be ready. He's gonna act like a snotty little bitch, okay? But that's all right. That's just LeBron. You know what? The worst part about all of that is that even though he wasn't the coach, Pat Riley did all those things, and LeBron couldn't handle it. He hated it. LeBron wanted to stay home in Cleveland instead of flying back with the team, and Pat Riley wouldn't let him. And all of a sudden, that's it. I'm going back to Cleveland.
Great employees get great treatments. That's just the way it is.
What a beta. He went back to Dan Gilbert. Listen, and then he left Cleveland.
Pat Riley.
Which he left already
on.
In horrible fashion because this guy didn't care about anyone but himself. What? It was his. It was
the first time. It was the first time they screwed up the team. And by the way, Pat Riley, real quick. Pat Riley is the same guy who left the Knicks to go to the Heat in absolutely ignoble fashion completely. So I don't want to hear anything about Pat Riley. About how LeBron
anything to do with LeBron. I'm not sitting here saying that Pat Riley is an awesome dude
LeBron.
Or anything. I'm just saying
so
he's
no
a better,
one should like LeBron.
He's a,
right.
he's a better GM than LeBron James. Would you,
great
you
basketball
deny,
player,
do
giant
deny, Do you deny that he's a better GM than LeBron James?
Of course he's a better GM than
okay,
LeBron James.
Okay, thank you.
Well, LeBron hasn't been a GM yet.
LeBron didn't seem to...
Formally.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron as a GM is one. I mean, if you want to say he's the GM, he's won at least one championship as the GM, which is a lot better than most of these
clowns
in the NBA.
Yeah, he had LeBron James.
Yes, he did. And he took advantage, and he had the
doesn't
other guys,
count.
Too. That doesn't count. So here's the bottom line. Bottom line is for you guys. LeBron is 85% great and 15% bad. He is like most human beings.
He's 100% a great player and 100% someone I would never want to have a conversation
with. Though, Jordan might be like 40% bad human being, but I like him. Like, LeBron could be 5% bad human being, and
but
I would not like him.
Let's be honest.
That 5% is enough to do it for me.
Let's be honest. These things that you're saying about LeBron, if Jordan had played 15 years later, there would be way more stories about things that Jordan was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would be probably fun, entertaining stories instead of like LeBron stuff. It'd be Jordan doing kind of, you know, mischievous stuff. It wouldn't be Jordan trying to, you know, finagle his way into various front offices and what have you.
Listen, Jordan pulled off a Hitler mustache and he's still likable. LeBron James,
nobody talked about
unlikable.
It.
The only thing that Jordan has done wrong in my book is those damn creased jeans. That's it. Other than that, he's been pretty much perfect.